This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Jonas Hosmer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You got your White House press pass around your neck there?
Nope, but...
You got one, right?
What? I should.
Yeah, well, you've got one, right?
Yeah, I got one, definitely.
Does it say on it that you're 11 years old?
Nope.
But it does say that you're a kid reporter for Scholastic, right? Scholastic News?
Yes, that's big capital letter sign on it.
Congratulations, where you have the lead story about Michelle Obama's initiative announced yesterday, Let's Move, an anti-obesity campaign. She announced it. There was a whole core of reporters there. You were among them. And I'm sure you heard the First Lady say this. Listen.
There is a place in this life for cookies and ice cream and burgers and fries. That is a part of the fun of childhood. Often it's just about balance.
So Jonas Hosmer, one of the people who reported that story, you weren't actually in the room with the First Lady, right? You were sort of outside looking at it on a screen.
I was at White House Live on watching it on the computer, and then I called in and listened to the press conference.
Is it interesting to you how the White House determines which reporters get to be actually in the room and in the photo, and which reporters sort of have to look at these live electronic channels?
I don't know. I think it's actually kind of cool, but
So it didn't affect your sense of the experience at all that you weren't actually able to meet the First Lady yesterday?
No.
All right, so what is this story? What's the angle here for kids?
That it's not, like Michelle Obama said, that it's not bad to eat burgers and fries. It's just people are eating them too much, and you want to slow them down and have them once-in-a-while treats.
All right, and she really personalized the story here, and I want to get your assessment of how well you think she did communicating here.
One day, my pediatrician, thankfully, was someone who's already doing what the American Academy is going to do, pulled me aside and told me, you might want to think about doing things a little bit differently. And for me, that was my moment of truth.
So Michelle Obama has had this sort of, you know, tracking obesity happen in her life.
Yeah.
Do you have a personal angle on your story?
Like a definition? Wait.
Well, no. I mean, have you struggled with weight loss? Do you, you know, have like that third bowl of Cap'n Crunch in the morning sometimes?
Well, yeah, sometimes. But usually, like, sometimes I'll... When I go for a snack, everyone wants cookies or, like, a package of granola bars. And my mom always says, you want some fruit? So,
did you put that in your story in Scholastic?
Nope.
So just the facts.
Yeah.
How do you think Michelle Obama did? And, you know, the interview you really want to get is with those kids, right?
Yeah, I thought the kids of the interview would be really, it would be kind of cool to interview the kids, not because to see what it was like from their point, but because they were bored to death on the TV.
Interesting.
So I would have seen what they would have said.
That's your next story, Jonas Hosmer. You know, the two kids in the White House sort of bored to death with this presidency business.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Jonas Hosmer is a Scholastic Kid reporter reporting on the Let's Move campaign. You can see his story, the lead story in Scholastic News, on our website, thetakeaway.org. Thanks, Jonas.
You're welcome.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.